The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Let's see. We do have a new Supremo joined us, Lindsay.
Really? Welcome, Lindsay.
Welcome, Lindsay.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Let me just make a note to make you get you down for a surprise shot. I think you'll be maybe. No, we're not quite as caught up as I thought we were. Daniel, I know you're on here. If you've got a request, send it on over. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And if Shane is on here, I've also got you coming up on the list. So be sure to submit. Even if you just like tell me the name of it on here in the chat, I would be happy to just jot it down so I have something special for you. Today's surprise shot request is going to be for Lacey.
Okay, Lacey.
Who is actually not too far away. And I think there's like a funny story. Like, John, did you attend her like yoga studio or something? You think it's the same person from like your olden days?
Yeah, I used to go to her yoga studio. And
you did yoga?
Yeah, when I was
was like really big into yoga.
I was like, you know,
like fit. He did hot yoga. I know.
Yeah, I was like,
you fit. Don't strike me as like a yoga dude.
What is that supposed to mean?
You just
you don't strike me like, as
you
a yoga
you
person
me as, strike me as more of like a gym, not like a dude.
Like a meathead.
Not a meathead, but like, you know.
This is going great, Jen.
No, I agree. I was also surprised when you told me you did yoga classes.
Seriously?
Yes. What the fuck?
You guys are high.
I was very surprised to learn that. So anyway, I did not get a specific request from Lacey. But hey, if you always come up with something, y'all can come up with something later. That's fine. But I picked something out based on your southern location.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Surprise shots. Surprise shots. We don't know what they are because they're a surprise.
All righty. Cheers.
Oh, my God. We got a freaking ton of people on. I don't even know, man. So many people.
Yeah.
So
it's a party.
We are going to get. Is any other thing you have to say? The housekeeping stuff?
Well, I did want to remind y'all. I think we'll probably keep doing it for maybe the next month of March. You know, we like to do extra special things for those that join. So one thing that I was thinking about was let's try to keep this going for the next month of March for people who sign up as Taco Supremos and pay for the full year. We will give you a send out with your three cards and stickers, a free bottle of Jupiter CBD, which John is sponsored by Jupiter CBD. It's about like, I think $80 if you bought it, but you get a great discount if you subscribe. And I use it, take a full drop literally every night, and it definitely helps me fall asleep and anxiety and things like that. So it is a certified organic CBD called Jupiter. Highly recommend. Anyway, we'll send you one free bottle and the code that goes along with it. So that way, if you really like it, you can always join and get 20% off on Jupiter, and you could subscribe for even more savings.
And if you judge things by the way that they look, you would totally buy this.
Yes.
It's a very beautiful bottle.
Two in the hole. She's in the pocket.
In the pocket. Where is our thingy majiggy?
Our what?
Our breathalyzer.
Oh, it's in here somewhere. Where did it go? So anyway, I have a story tonight for you guys, and wait for it. You'll notice.
Oh my God, there's a body back there. What did he do to her?
Why do you think he did anything? Describe this scene for us.
There's a person who is either unconscious, unconscious or dead in the background of this video. She has red fire hydrant, red hair. This guy is like upset about something or pretending to be upset about something, but he's on the internet.
Like live streaming, right? Or something? Like
videoing himself. He has tattoos over himself.
And he's, I don't think, real crying because he kind of like composed himself right away as soon as he answered the phone there.
All right, I'm going to show you one more clip. We are going to go into everything that happened here. This is an extremely disturbing story. Extremely disturbing story. And I want to show you one last clip before we go on. And has anyone heard this story?
Oh, he has a butt crack. That's tragic. I mean, everyone has a butt crack, but like in that photo.
All right, what's happening?
So he's going moving to the body. He's trying to lift her and move her. Dead weight.
What is he doing?
Moving her to the couch. She is in her underwear.
All right, that's all you get. This story is really stressing. Okay. I'll go into that video in a second. But what you just saw was a dead girl on the floor of this boy, young man's house.
I'd say like 22, between 19 and 22.
And she's laying there passed out. He doesn't know what to do. And eventually he drags her body, the limp weight of her body, and puts her on the couch. Now I'm going to stop right there. The story gets effing terrible, terrible. But before I go any further, we have to discuss something that you probably haven't heard of before. And let me know if you have. What we're going to discuss in all of its glory is trash streaming. Has anyone heard of trash streaming?
Us? Yeah, I was going to say, do we qualify?
Besides talk murder to me, has anyone...
No, I have not.
All right.
Yeah, I've never heard that as a term. No.
Tonight, we are talking about the Stas Rifley case. That is his name and his real name, which I am going to try to pronounce. All these names are in Russian, so I'm probably going to mess up something up. But his real name is Stanislav Reshetnyak.
Stanislav
Reshetnyak.
When he trash streams, which we're going to go into, so don't worry about what that is.
Into the trash?
He goes by...
It's trash. I'm the trash man.
He goes by Stas Rifley. Now, before we get into that case, before we get into why this dead woman is on the floor and who she is, how did she get there? We're going to talk about trash streaming first. And because you're not going to understand, if I tell you how this story ends, you're not going to understand it unless you understand this real world thing that's going on right now. Now called trash streaming.
This is a current 2023 thing. When is this video from?
Yeah, this is a current thing. This is 2021.
Oh.
So this was the pinnacle of it, but it's still going on and it's very disturbing. Trash streaming is a Russian subculture. Basically, it is live streaming. That's all it is, except there's one difference. They get drunk and, well, I guess that's kind of like us. But they get drunk, they get high, and they will do things for donations.
That's literally us. So
fall into this category.
Have standards. They're low, but we do have them.
I mean, John literally almost
ate a dog.
Ate a dog treat for 17.
I know. It was probably because of the story, man. It's probably because, did you hear in that video the donation that came through?
No.
Okay. Why are people donating when there's a dead woman in the house?
Because is she actually dead?
The Russian subculture, get drunk, get high, start streaming, get donations for doing things, puking, fighting, bare knuckle boxing, whatever.
This kind of reminds me of that other Russian story we did recently with the two girls, or how like one of them got really
like
drunk.
Jealous of the social media.
Yeah.
This is the, and I'm going to go through the history of it, but this is the original trash streamer. And I want to say, before we go any further, you're going to see video tonight from a girl that has done a YouTube video on this. She does true crime and stuff. We were going to collab on this. I reached out to her. We were going to interview and stuff like that, but unfortunately, life got in the way at the last minute. She did an excellent job researching trash streaming. So I'm using her research, you know, with her permission. She sent me like this, her script and everything. So, and I'll show you who that is, but I definitely recommend you go to subscribe to her channel. She's only got 700 subscribers and she is phenomenal. Her research is literally amazing, above par from everyone else. But I'll get to that in a minute. This is the original trash streamer right here, if you want to describe this guy.
It's a picture of you. That is not a picture of you. It's Gollum.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And like I said, we're going to
literally like that literally looks like Gollum. Mm-hmm. And Gollum came
screaming
out when like before the age of CGI, and he was quite terrifying. And so is this person on the screen.
Yep. It's a good description.
All right. Here's a video of him. This was in 2013 when he got his start. Trash streaming is basically this, you know, gamers, you know, Twitch, you know what Twitch is, right? It's for video gamers.
Correct.
So in Russia, these Russians, which I'm not trying to be mean, but you know, it's so freaking cold there. They just stay inside a lot of the times. Mm. They start streaming. They're playing video games on Twitch. And then they started noticing that they're getting donations from people to have them do certain things like, hey, hit this guy in the face or slap this guy or puke on yourself. Here's $50 to puke on yourself.
Right.
Or whatever. So it went from Twitch to now YouTube. Now they do it on YouTube. The trash streaming is all done on YouTube because Twitch, as you'll see why, they kicked them off. Mm. Why YouTube hasn't, I don't know. That's something for them.
Interesting.
Wolfie says that he looks like a creepypasta come to life.
But this is the original trash streamer right here. So he would just get drunk and...
Oh, he's weirdly shaped. He's like a ninja turtle.
I think he has a pillow or something in this thing.
Well, he looks like he has a tortoise shell, so...
He's drinking like 240s. See, that's the difference between these guys and us. Like,
yeah, like I actually completed Edward 40 hands on camera.
Yeah, but this guy has two. Like
so did we I. Would be I, like, drank, I literally drank two of them strapped to me without going to the bathroom or anything.
That's the hard part. That's definitely the hard part. Not just drinking them. So, not peeing.
I know. I did it. On camera. And you know what? It was the best Easter Sunday ever.
So this guy's name was VJ Link, and he's still a streamer. But it gets a lot worse than this. This is just the tip of the, you know, getting drunk. Who gives a shit, right? We do that.
This is just a line of work. People do it for money. VJ Link, whose real name is Kirill Zurinov, told Radio Free Europe. And ultimately, the masses like it. Where there's demand, there's supply.
So what happened is he started getting donations. Oh, I bet you can't drink 240s.
I can.
Here's $100. And obviously they, you know, don't use USD, but here's $100. Drink 240s. Okay. Here's $200. Why don't you punch yourself in the face a couple times? Why don't you punch this guy for $300? You see how it's the economics of it? Mm. It makes itself a market. So the first real trash streaming incident happened when in 2013, he got in a fight on camera for money.
Oh no.
Jesus. So that was the first big thing. This is what he looked like after that.
Ugh. Like a hockey player.
But people loved it, man. People loved it. The Russians loved it, dude. They were like, we need more of this. So it created a market.
You know what's funny is when I was in college, my school has a perennial favorite in the national hockey. Not national hockey league, that's NHL, but like collegiate. Collegiate. They're NCAA. They're right now they're ranked number two in the country. But one of my best friends like loved hockey. Players and the hockey players are like the shit on campus. We didn't have a football team, so it's like hockey.
So,
but like, I don't understand. Like, hockey players don't have teeth; they get their teeth knocked out all the time. Yeah, like, what is the reason?
Dentures at a young age.
All right, so this is him. He got paid to shave his hair.
Oh, geez, like fryer, whatever. Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good look.
Could you imagine if I showed up to work like that on Monday?
It's like the reverse bowl.
No, I just got my hair done on Wednesday, so I would not do that. Please do not suggest that I do that.
Finally, he got paid to film a surgery, a penis enlarging surgery, in which 90,000 people were viewing the live stream. This is him in that surgery. 90,000 people were viewing this and donating. So this created a huge market, and the Russians ran with it, dude. They ran with it, but not in a good way. It went downhill from there. The next one is this guy right here. He is an ex-Russian porn star. That's this guy right here.
It's a me, Mario.
This guy quit his job in 2020, and now all he does is stream games in the morning and then him getting drunk at night. He makes about 8,000 rubles a day, which is about $106. That is half a supermarket's cashier monthly wage, and he only has 4,500 subscribers. So imagine 90,000 subscribers. I mean, it gets a lot. So anyway, this is Andre Yashi. He is another one. This is from Anja. She's the girl I reached out to right here. This is her.
Andre Yashin, aka Gobzavar 36, streams with his mother, Ludmila. They get drunk on stream, get dressed up.
He is beating her, his own mother, with a champagne bottle because people are donating to see it.
Hang out with friends, and he does disgusting things to her, like breaking eggs on her head and punching her.
Oh my God, I am
One
Anja.
Time they kissed for 5 seconds for a donation.
Ew!
And he wore her dirty underwear on his face. He would collaborate with Vigilink and was paid to let Vigilink make out with his mom. He beat 54-year-old Ludmila during an argument. Someone contacted the police.
So when I was researching trash streaming, I got on YouTube to try to find these videos, and I found a girl named Anya. She's from Finland and she lives there now. And we were supposed to do an interview together. However, life got in the way and things came up at the last minute. But her channel is this right here, is Anya XTV. I definitely recommend you go in to subscribe. She does amazing, amazing videos. She is
that her?
Extremely.
She's beautiful.
She is extremely underrated. And I know I've been doing this a long time. So I know when someone puts in a lot of research, and she does. She says right here that, hi, my name is Anya, 80s kid. It takes about 200 and 300 hours per video. That is a lot. Mm. So she is putting in a lot of work, and she's completely underrated. So go subscribe to her channel. It's at Anya XTV.
That's like a full week.
And get her subscribers up, because she's only got 704.
What?
And she needs, I mean, she is way better than all the other people doing this true crime on YouTube. I can promise you that. Gobsaver, that was this guy's name. He is streaming with his mother, Ludmila. And as you saw, he got donations to beat her with a champagne bottle.
Damn. That's like the interview you did with that guy and his mom, but he didn't beat her with the champagne bottle.
What?
The interview you did with the channel with the guy that his mom.
Very different.
Quite different.
All right.
I'm not saying
he's the CNN reporter.
Oh, he was a reporter for CNN.
Yes.
That's
yes,
why Jim. That's or, how he knows.
His thing is with his mom.
Yeah, I know it's with his mom.
All right, this is my leash. Now, he was the first one to start finding homeless people and streaming them doing stuff and paying them with alcohol, cheap alcohol.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So this is him right here. These are the homeless people that he would get off the street, and how he would do it. He goes into, this is still going on today on YouTube, live streaming all the time. He goes into the forest, and he finds these homeless shelters, these tents, right? Mm-hmm. Tent cities. And he goes and he's like, hey, I'll give you a pint of vodka to act like a fucking idiot, or beat this guy up, or whatever. Or even in one point, you'll see, get a face tattoo. Just look, this guy right here, he has a shock collar on. This guy is getting shocked with a shock collar. Watch him. You see the shock collar right there?
Oh my goodness. And they're doing this for alcohol.
They're doing this for alcohol and food.
That's terrible.
Poor people.
But people are donating and seeing this. A lot of these people are mentally disabled as well, which we'll get into.
I do not condone this.
Well, it gets a lot worse. All right, Melesh, he feeds alcohol to derelicts and unfortunates and beats them up and puts dog collars on them. And he makes really good money because people donate to see this stuff. Now, let's talk about one of the worst so far. And we're going to get back to Stas Riflay, the absolute worst that killed someone on camera. But let's go to another one. And his name is Melstroy. This guy throws large parties. He's super famous. This is like the Mr. Beast, you know who that guy is?
Yeah.
He's like the Mr. Beast of trash streaming. This is the guy. He throws these expensive parties, and it's just watch this. I don't even want to try to explain this. I'm going to show you the video. This is extremely disturbing. All right, so what you're seeing now, this is a huge party. This is in a penthouse, very expensive. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people on donating to see this trash streaming. No one knows what's going to go on. Anything can happen.
Let go of that girl. Let go of her.
This is trash streaming. People get paid for doing this. Okay. This is what they're doing. And, what do you think he got for this?
Nothing. Money. He got no time in prison, but he got money.
Yeah, I think.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
She's probably right on that one. Yeah.
That's fucked up. Let go of that girl.
Quote, she has a face that I want to smash into bits. Can you read the one, I just want him? This is what the girl says. This was during a live stream.
I just want him to be punished for this so it will not happen to any other person. She said that her face had broken and there is a bloody mess of iron in my mouth, blood and pieces of torn skin. Mm. I am deeply distressed. My limbs are shaking. My head is splitting with any moves.
There it is right there. That's how she ended up.
Poor girl.
And he got in absolute zero trouble. He said that she was a prostitute and she was a willing participant. And if you think this guy should get in trouble, maybe you should tell him, maybe you can tell him yourself because he's live right now. This is him right now. He's live doing his Candy Crush and he's got a ton of people on. And
but that's him like currently right this.
Yeah, that's him.
Right this now, is, currently at the time yeah, when we were recording.
Yes, Jen, I just said live. This is him
well,
live.
Well, I wasn't sure.
So Molestroy. So this is trash streaming, man. This is what they're doing. They're not getting in trouble. They're making a fucking ton of money. They're beating women senseless.
So people are watching him play Candy Crush for money?
Yes, but it always goes to darker things. You know, beat this girl or, you know, rape this girl or
right,
whatever.
Right, but like...
Wow. That the girl that I just showed you, that was just one of many, but she had a closed head injury, TBI, severe concussion, and braces. She had braces on at the time, which were stuck to... Mm-hmm. The metal was stuck to her lip.
Ugh.
Let's talk about another trash streamer.
I remember when I got Starburst stuck in my braces, and that was a tragic day. I couldn't imagine being beat senseless with braces.
Ivan the Terrible degrades homeless people for money. He finds them in the woods. This is another one that does this stuff. He makes them eat stuff like raw oysters and he feeds them alcohol. This is a little bit of some of the video of him doing that. So this is a homeless man eating raw fish. This is a guy drinking a whole pint of homemade liquor. This is
urine.
This is liquor right here. 100% liquor. And like this guy, this is I think 4 gallons or 10 pints or something. I'll get it in a second.
How dare you?
He drinks this in 15 minutes for donations and there he is puking. He pours cooking oil on the homeless people and knowing that they can't wash, you know, they have nowhere to bathe. So it sticks to them and the bugs stick to them and stuff like that.
No,
it gets a lot worse.
Okay.
One guy chugged a gallon of porch wine in 3 minutes. Another one chugged 4 gallons of rum in 15 minutes.
Damn. Okay.
And this is Anya talking about it.
Obviously, they can't take a shower after. He just degrades them so much. A common guest on his channel was a homeless alcoholic man nicknamed Grandpa. Grandpa would come over with his friends and Ivan would provide them with plenty of alcohol, even as a liquid breakfast. Sometimes they would cook some weird foods and other times they were dared to consume things like habaneros or chug vodka. Well, Grandpa died earlier this year in January of 2021. He got donations from viewers to drink 1.5 liters of vodka. That's around 50 ounces. He died on stream, around 150 people watching this depravity.
Oh my God.
He drank, laid down, and died on the floor.
So this is a trash streaming that's still going on. I showed you the one guy's channel that beat the fuck out of that Russian or that girl. And I'm not doing her story, but he's no trouble at all. What he does is since he's got 90,000 or 100,000 followers or whatever, he just says, she's a prostitute. She's a liar.
So and then
he continues on with his life doing like he's done nothing wrong.
So instead of like helping these people and providing them with resources or a place to stay for the night, he exploits them.
Yes.
And he gets people to do things because it will get a like or a dollar or a ruble or whatever the fuck it is over in Russia. That's not okay. Like, you're not helping these people. You're helping.
No, he's doing it all for his his own benefit, and he's charming them.
And the people that watch it and support that are even worse.
Yeah.
Go back to that video that I showed you earlier, that little clip, which we're going to kind of see the whole thing. But if you were watching that video and you had your sound on, you heard a donation come through. Okay. There's plenty of donations that come through for that stuff. And it gets worse. This gets a lot worse. One of the worst life's trash streaming that is going on currently is a guy named Valentin. And this man is mentally handicapped. And this is him. That was him before right there. This is him right now. He's mentally handicapped. He was basically sold into slavery to this guy named Shakila.
So Valentin is the one in the striped shirt.
He's the one with the black eye.
Okay.
Now, how this works is simple. So he was sold into slavery, basically. There's these groups of live streamers, trash streamers. They get like in little groups, and they're positioned all around Russia. And they take this guy, Valentin, who is mentally handicapped, and they sell him to one another and abuse him on camera, and then they just pass him around like that. So this was the first time. This is Shakila. Now, this is currently happening. This man is still doing this today.
That's no. I mean, and I know it's not much different than human trafficking, but like slavery and
so if you
I don't want to watch it. I like almost want to. Well, you gotta watch it because you know.
Well, then watch it. Then well, you're not even like on the.
Well, I'm just
the damn
saying
TV.
Like the fact that this is a thing in this world today is still it's very upsetting. Like okay, I'm upset by it.
All right, so this is him right here. He's got a black eye. During the live stream, he constantly asks viewers to call the police. He can't do anything. He thinks that these guys are his friends. He's always getting beat up. See, they pretend that, you know, he's friends with them. But as you'll see, they do awful, like there he's rolling in feces. I mean, they just do terrible fucking things.
So they
buy
this man to abuse him because it gets likes on the internet.
Well, this Valentin has a mental disorder. This guy actually, and now he's 32 years old and homeless, but he had an apartment left to him by his deceased grandmother to take care of him. On live stream, the Shakila and the people that had him at the time completely destroyed his entire apartment, making it unlivable. So he was basically it was condemned. He couldn't even live in his apartment now. Now he lives on the street, and he's passed around one streamer to the next, and he gets abused. Now they do give him a little bit of the stream money, but it's mere pennies. The reason they do that is so if he was ever like, oh, they're abusing me, you know, they're doing this on purpose. Oh, well, we're giving you this.
So he was compensated
but he's getting mere nothing just to survive another day, basically. He was streaming with this guy named Demon, and Demon is the guy that trashed his entire apartment. He thinks these people are his friends, and he eventually was sold between 7 different streaming groups. He was beaten, buried alive, what they called the funeral, and they left him there. Luckily, he climbed out. He once had a seizure on camera, which they were filming it, and he lost a lot of his teeth. Oh man, this is terrible.
Yeah, it's really fucking.
He was covered in shit, doused in sewage, made to eat rotten fish. He keeps getting sold back and forth. He cries on streams. He says his documents and passports, which this happened on a live stream. They took his documents, his ID, his identification, and his passport, and they tore him up right there on live stream. And now he is basically screwed because he has no identification. He begs people to call the police, and the police do come. However, once they get there, it's always the same story. He's the only one that goes confronts them, and he says, I'm doing this on my own free will. Everyone knows he's not, but he can't get out of it. So this is like more of it's pretty terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this shit's going on right now.
I mean, it's blowing
like,
my mind.
What can we do to help? And I'm sure he's not the only person that's going through this. Like, what can we do? Like, I need a call to action. Like, we need to stop this. This is not okay. Like, how can you... I
showed you the guy that broke that girl's mouth open. He's live streaming right now on fucking YouTube. So
if it
you
was
tell
the
me,
States,
like,
I think it would be a little easier. Russia.
So this is him. So the police do come. It's not like they don't come. This was during a live stream right here. As you see, he's coming out. Oh, you know, the police, he's talking to the police. He says that he's a willing participant and he's doing this on his own free will. It's always the same story. But he's desperate for help. He is desperate for help. But they cannot do anything because he will not.
They've got a little bit of Stockholm syndrome too, in that he's like, oh, we're friends. Oh, we're just kidding. You know, like they're trying to make him feel like
you're getting something for this. Yeah. And even if it's not as much as we get or as mere pennies, like at least you have a place to stay. You're getting, you know, food. You just have to go through all of this. But that's not like
he was diagnosed with hydrocephalus and dysculatory encephalitic, which basically build up of fluid in the brain. And this is caused from things like trauma and things like over drinking, stuff like this. Things that had happened to him on the live stream, all the trauma and stuff like that. Not only is this man homeless, he's also has severe medical problems. Now let's go to the worst of the worst. This is Valentin, who I just showed you, was eventually sold off to this guy named Stas Reflay. Now a little bit about this guy. Most of the trash streamers on there are gamers, and you know that kind of thinking that, oh, you know, you're just a gamer, you're not that attractive. This guy, women think he's really, really attractive. The guy,
the tattoo guy.
And this guy is known, like a lot of them, but he's known for being extremely, extremely violent towards women on these trash streams right here. So you see him right here, punching a woman, just beating her senseless. This was particularly hard to watch right here.
He's raping her on live stream.
No, he's
I think he's beating
at this
her
point
bow.
His knees are on her elbows and she cannot move, and he is punching her in the face. Look, just over and over. He punches her four or five times before his friend says, okay, that's enough. Over and over. He's just beating this woman and no one's getting in trouble for this. Now, these are donations. He's not saying, okay, I want to do this because, I mean, he probably thinks it's really fun. I think
has to like it to some extent.
Yeah, he's a fucking maniac.
Or think it's okay.
Yeah, but he gets a donation. So this right here is a homeless guy. He is
he almost looks like the same guy.
Yeah, maybe from what the video said. And now all the trash streaming videos are in Russian, but this guy, he gets Stas Reflay gets paid to slap him.
A slap bit.
Jesus Christ. At this point, they're making him get a face tattoo. And you see what they're giving him alcohol. This is what they pay these homeless people in, alcohol. But they don't say, all right, here's a pint of alcohol for your troubles. They make them chug alcohol the whole time, the whole stream. The one guy died on camera, and that's good, right? That's good for their freaking donations. A donation comes in here, and one of the guys, I don't know which one, but one of them says, yes, hit him, knock him out. And this is one of his friends streaming, so he's got the face tattoo they made him get.
You know who this guy kind of looks like to me? Tom DeLong.
You see, he's just like
from Blink-182.
Yeah.
So this is the guy on the front video that I showed you. What do you guys think so far?
I don't like this.
Honestly, this is making me a little queasy. It's making me a little queasy, sick to my stomach. Like, this is gross.
Is it bad that we've talked about murder for over 400 episodes, but we're talking about like live torture, and it's making me really even more upset? Like, I don't know if it's desensitization, but like you expect these people to keep going on after.
It's like exploitation in this.
Yeah, like you're doing this. I just don't understand it. I don't like it. It's almost equivalent to evil. Like I mean, it's not taking someone's life, but it's evil.
Well, they are in some cases.
You're giving these people alcohol, which is, I mean,
but you're forcing them to drink it all right there.
From Anya, here Reflay is streaming with friends and he has thrown this girl on the floor. He straddles her and puts his knees on her upper arms, and then he hits her four times before his friend pulls him off, and he still manages to give her a fifth hit.
So that was that one right there. He's like trying to hit her as he gets up too. Oh my God.
Like, they don't care who they are. They don't care if they're a man, a woman, old, young.
Because they are, it's Pavlovian, right? They're rewarded for their behavior.
Stimulus and a response. Yes. Yeah.
I wasn't going to put this in there, but Russia, I know America does too, and probably UK, but Russia especially, has a extremely terrible domestic violence culture, I guess, that's going on right now.
I would hope that the U.S. is better than Russia.
For instance, here's just one of many. I mean, this is a lot worse over in Russia than it is America. But
good, but I this, mean, not good, but I'm glad that we live somewhere where it's better.
From the Washington Post, this is one of many. Her husband chopped off her hands. Now she's on Russian TV and speaking out about domestic violence. Yeah. Russia is extremely bad. So if we saw this in America on live stream, like a guy beating his girlfriend or a woman over there, like, you know, it would be a huge thing. But in Russia, it's just natural. Not natural, but it's more accepted, I guess.
But here's the thing. Like, I have a question.
Right, well, we got a lot to do.
I know you have a lot to do. I'm not going to go on a whole rant, but I just want to know, like when you have something like this happening on live stream, you have people that flag it, obviously, so it gets shut down. Does it get shut down and police come, or get shut down but it continues happening? Like, what
it sounds like people aren't really shutting this down over there either.
No, it's not shutting. One of Stas's ex-girlfriends on live stream was standing on a balcony threatening to jump out of the apartment window. And he kept filming the whole time, telling her to jump, jump, jump. She would have died if she would have jumped. Luckily, she did not jump. But he was getting donations for her to jump. And he was egging her on with the video camera going, zooming in, jump, jump, just jump, you know, trying to convince her. So let's talk about the girl that was in the video. We're getting back to it. I hope you guys understand what trash streaming is. Now you can understand why I went down that road. Now you can understand the video when we play it. You'll understand exactly what the fuck is happening. And this is the girl that was in the video right here, if you want to describe her.
Oh, she's young, maybe like 18, 19, 20, blonde hair, maybe a ballerina. She has like a ballerina type bun in the back.
All right. So this is Vaya Grigorieva.
Valentina Grigorieva.
That's her name. She has known Stas Reflay for about a year. They were dating. They were girlfriend, boyfriend, and she started streaming with him about 6 months into the relationship. The relationship, which played out on live stream, was extremely toxic, and it was pretty much a one-way street, meaning she would be beat by him for donations. And this is a little bit of that. She's on the floor. Obviously, a lot of this is blurred out, but he's choking her, and people are just donating to this. See, there she is getting up. Look, she had, I mean, this is a terrible story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really bad.
She would have panic attacks on live TV. At this one point, Stas's ex-girlfriend is this woman right here that I'm pointing to right here. In this video in particular, Vaya tells her to leave because she still likes Stas. Stas is sleeping here. You'll see him in a second. But just watch what he does to this ex-girlfriend. Right here, she says, you know, why don't you just leave or whatever. She gets up. She's pissed. She goes over there, starts beating her. But then Stas wakes up here in a second. Like, this guy is not even doing anything. He's just like, okay with it. He gets up and he punches her and he starts beating her and eventually breaks her nose. He throws her on the floor, starts kicking her and breaks her nose. At this point, you're seeing a live stream. He had just got a donation to pepper spray Vaya. And so he's got pepper spray in his hand right now. And his friend here is saying, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But as you'll see, he's not really trying to help. But the donation came in. I think it was like $50 to the sprayer. So that's what he does.
Such a look, here we go. Jacket with nothing but underwear.
So she's about to get sprayed right here. She gets sprayed. Now she falls on the floor screaming, help, 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 you know, or whatever. I'm dying. I mean, that's fucking terrible, dude. And he is just laughing and just doing it all for money, right?
It's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch. It is.
Well, if you want to watch it, just go to youtube.com.
I know. No kidding. That is fucking crazy.
Let's talk about the final stream. December 2nd, 2020. That was the stream I started with. Everything was going fine and she was being really sweet. She was being really sweet, happy. They're having a great time. They're having a really good time. The other woman that's here, her name is Marinka and she is just a mutual friend, but something comes up in the chat and somebody mentions a sexual act. All right. Now, at this point in the video, someone brings up a sex act and Vaya Talia starts ranting about a girl named Elvira, which apparently Stas is cheating on her with. Not the girl in the video there, but another girl. Person. She's okay. Supposedly a cam model.
From Anya. Then somehow bondage is brought up and Valya rants about a girl called Elvira, a cam girl, and says that he has been cheating with this Elvira and that he can go to her if he wants to do that stuff in bed. He just antagonizes her and laughs.
So he like clearly doesn't give a fuck about her.
He doesn't give a fuck about any human being.
Well, he doesn't give a fuck about his girlfriend.
No.
He does say that Elvira is his number one girl and he calls Valya, his girlfriend, a quote cockroach. And he also says on stream, you know, I don't know why she's so jealous or why is she getting so jealous. At one point she left the room and he would say, I don't know why she's getting jealous, but if you can see what this is while she's out of the room, this is their mutual friend.
That's Minka.
Marinka, yeah. This is the night of the murder. She was there, but she left because things got too bad, too abusive for Valya.
But while Valya was out of the room, she was out there making out with.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was a challenge. Like he was getting paid for that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to the meat and potatoes here. Among all this chaos during this stream, somebody donates $1,000. $1,000. That's a huge donation. A huge donation. And that donation was to throw Valya out in the cold weather and in her underwear. Now, this is Russia. The temperature of that day was -5 degrees Celsius. The donation came in $1,000. Throw her outside, lock her outside for an hour in her underwear for $1,000. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
But before that, he does beat her a few times on camera. As you see here, he hits her a few times on camera, at least twice. There was two beatings twice, which we're going to get into because some of the injuries that they found on her body. He goes back outside a little while later. I think it was like 45 minutes later, and he goes to get her. Now, I want to say she had grabbed her jacket, even though she was in her underwear, she grabbed her jacket, but he ripped it away from her and basically pushed her in the snow. And then he took her jacket, locked the door, and left her out there. And he said, oh, she just needs to sober up. He finally goes back to get her. She's lying on the ground and she had defecated herself. He gets on live chat and he's laughing and saying there's, quote, shit everywhere.
So all this time, Valya is outside in her underwear, passed out, and we can't see her. He then says he will take a picture of her to show to chat. He says he will open a new stream on Telegram, put up photos, and the theme will be a girl that shit herself. He keeps repeating how disgusting she is. She's lying there with her legs open, like this, everything is open, and I poured a bucket of water on her 10 times. 10 times, I'm telling you, 10 times. A bucket full of water and took the jacket she was wrapped in.
He pours water on her. It's -3 degrees Celsius. He rips the jacket away and takes 10 buckets of water and pours it on her. Now, apparently during this time, during the fight when he was beating the shit out of her, which happened apparently twice during that stream, his phone was broke. So, which is, if you want to believe his story or not,
convenient
that the stream that I showed you at the very beginning of this, which we'll go back to, of her being dead, two hours of not calling the ambulance, not doing anything, but getting donations. 2 hours.
I'm sorry.
And one of the excuses was I can't call an ambulance because my phone's not working.
Well, he eventually did.
What year is this that this happened?
Yeah, 2021.
His 2021. Phone, can I make a comment real quick?
His phone could receive, but he could not send.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this thing called Google Voice that you can call numbers through the internet, including your emergency phone numbers.
Yeah, but Google tracks you and shit.
But if you're calling to call an ambulance to get to like,
yeah,
to
this guy help, don't give a shit. There he is does a way, not care.
There's a way to do it. So my phone wasn't working. Doesn't work anymore. Okay. Like this isn't the year of the phone tower where you were calling on your, you know, it's not the dialed phone that you place the numbers on. You can do anything with the internet,
this
including dial whatever number it is that in Russia that works for emergency services.
All right. Here's more of that. So you see this video that I'm showing you right now.
He's wiping his fake fucking tears.
This video is was 2 hours long. So I showed you her. This is when he brought her back in from the cold, from pouring water on her. And, you know, she was there in the snow.
Oh, no, there are consequences to my actions.
So this is her. He leaves her there. He attempts CPR, but either he didn't know what he's doing or he doesn't care. But this is really fucked up. He puts her on the couch and eventually he zooms in the camera so the people on live chat can see her body the whole time.
She'd be dead, yo.
Yeah, she's really dead. But you see he zooms in and he just sits there for an hour.
If she's dead, cover her face, bro.
But that's not what viewers want, Jen. He's saying, oh, my bunny, I love you, my bunny. How could this happen? It seems fake to me.
Yeah, he's fucking faking it. Of course he is. There is no liquid coming out of those eyes, no liquid coming out of his nose.
I'm sorry, if you're truly devastated, you would shut that fucking camera off.
Yeah, no.
So he calls his friend at one point.
But he can't call 911 or whatever.
It takes a long time for him. It takes like an hour for him to call. Let me see. Yeah, finally he calls 911 here, 40 minutes in. But we're going to go through some of the things he said. That's pretty bad, is it not?
That's awful.
I'm mad.
All right, but hold on. Yeah. It gets a little worse here.
How?
I'm like struggling to find out how.
The reason he dragged her in and put her on the couch is this. He says, quote, "Do you want me to drag her here? Okay, 50 new subscribers and I'll drag her here by her leg, covered in fucking shit. Right here, I'm telling, I'll drag her by her fucking leg. 50 subscribers and I'll make it happen." Jesus Christ. This is fucking bad.
All right, so when you had the thing about the dog treat, was that like to like just to egg us on about this video? Or were you actually asking people to like the video for the dog treat? Because that gives two different meanings, okay?
He says before he goes outside, quote, "She's fucked up, covered in her own shit, honestly. I don't even want to bring her in here. This is insane. Today we're making content with Vaya. I'll pour some more water on her for donations, and I'll break eggs on her like Valentine. I don't give a fuck. 50 subscribers and I'll bring her here and we'll have fun." That's before he knew that she was dead. He says, quote, "She's a trash dumpster. Even Valentine never shit himself. What's wrong with women nowadays?"
Rage loading.
I mean, the one dude's live streaming right now. Like, what the fuck? He literally broke the girl's fucking nose. And then when he was interviewed by the Russian media, what does he say? Oh, she's a fucking prostitute. What do you think this guy's going to say? His exact words. Oh, she's a fucking prostitute. They're not, but that's the best way to do it, is make the woman look like a fucking whore. And then, you know, whatever. You're scot-free.
Okay, I'm dragging her. Is everything visible? Look, he drags her body halfway into the kitchen. Donation says, "Are you kidding? You're receiving calls on your phone all the time and you can't call the ambulance? If you wanted to go to the neighbors and make a call already, but you didn't."
So people are donating during this. He says, quote, "This is fucked up. Fuck, I'll go to prison for this. I didn't do anything, but I'll be guilty for killing her. I killed Vaya." Another donation says, "You fucking idiot. When you're entering the password on an iPhone, there's an SOS button down on the left. You can call the ambulance that way." So he didn't have an iPhone. She did. So he broke his phone and she, during the night before she died, he picked up her phone and he got a donation to break it. And he was like, no, this is my phone now. So he's going to steal it anyway. So his excuse for not calling the police was, "Oh, my phone's broken and I don't know her password to get into it." And that's why they're saying there's an SOS button. Not only that, this guy, if you notice in the video, is fucking wearing an Apple Watch. He's wearing an Apple Watch.
So there's this crazy technology on this like whole Apple Watch thing where you can make calls.
A donation comes in. "Stas, you're such a fucking fool. You have an ambulance function on your wristwatch." So when the paramedics arrive, and this is kind of fucked up too. Take this how you want, but the paramedic, when she finally gets there, a couple hours in, I mean, look, this is an hour and a half in. She's been dead. She's sitting there and she's almost kind of like,
got an open bottle of champagne there.
He is still live streaming this. Isn't this fucking nuts? And then like she leaves.
Not her, the paramedic.
Yeah, the paramedic. She like leaves. I mean, it's a dead woman on the couch. Fucking crazy. I mean, she fucking leaves. I don't understand. But anyway, the paramedic, this is the conversation that they have. She says, "How long have you known her for?" Stas says, "A year." Paramedic says, "A year? Yeah, I've known her for a year. Do you know where she lives?" And Stas says, "She is a prostitute." That's all he says. Now, let's Anya's going to talk about the sentencing from her video of him. You think he should get in trouble for this, right?
I hope he fucking fries.
I don't know if he will, but I hope he does.
What do you think he should get?
Castrated. Seems appropriate. just a suggestion. I don't know.
After the coroner's examination, he was finally taken to custody. He said to reporters that it wasn't his fault. Quote, "What is there to regret? I didn't really do anything," end quote. Rifle claimed through his lawyer that Valia had suffered a stroke. He was interviewed by a newspaper and called Valia his best friend. Quote, "Valia was my best friend, very kind and loyal. She truly wanted a real relationship. But I couldn't be with her. You see, she was a prostitute. I didn't want a relationship with a girl like that," end quote. In April 2021, a judge convicted Stanislav Reshetnikov of inflicting grievous bodily harm resulting in death. Rifle will serve a 6-year sentence in a strict penal colony.
Not enough.
No! Not enough. Said, "What did I do? I didn't do anything." Exactly, motherfucker. You didn't do anything. You didn't try to extend her life or even try to retrieve it or anything. Like, you didn't get on the phone. You sat there and you cried in front of the fucking camera.
I will say, though, 6 years in a Russian prison probably ain't no picnic. So I'm happy that he at least got some sentencing. Austin's appropriate sentencing, he repeated, the gulag. And I guess that is what he got, even if it was only 6 years. So
I don't know what the gulag is, but it's not enough.
It is a very harsh camp.
After the medical examiner looked at her body, because she died of hypothermia, right? She died of hyperthermia. That's what the video shows. However, the medical examiner found other things.
According to the Moscow Times, a medical examination found traumatic brain injury, cerebral hemorrhage, and multiple bruises on Valia's body. The cause of death was hemorrhaging in the brain. She also sustained multiple bruising on the face and hemorrhaging of soft tissue.
She didn't die from the cold. She was beaten to death.
So he went out there and beat her to death.
He went out there and beat her.
Wow.
To death. And that's why he was trying to delay the fucking ambulance, because he knew.
Wow.
That's what the fuck happened. He goes out there and beats the shit out of her until she dies. Because it says right there, the medical examiner right there, it says traumatic brain injury, cerebral hemorrhage, not hypothermia.
Wow.
He went out there and beat the fuck out of her until she died.
And then for good measure, poured water on her in -3 degrees Celsius weather and left her out there.
Our one last photo of Valia, just to cap things off. Can you describe this one? This was taken the day before the murder.
Oh, she was pregnant.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So he didn't want any responsibility as a baby daddy.
Oh my God.
You're about to fucking fly.
He's currently serving?
Yeah.
How many? Right, how much does it cost for a trip to Russia?
We ain't gonna go with that. Ain't enough time.
Jesus. This one was fucking
damn. Bad.
The fact, and that's why I went through all trash streaming. Like, they're doing this. They're killing homeless people for donations. This is bad.
Was that included in the case that she had a child? She was with child?
No.
Wow.
Because in America, that would be double homicide.
Yeah.
Or life. Well, he wasn't charged with it. But I mean,
there's murder for sure.
Guys, so
I have no desire to go to Russia, but we have any listeners in Russia that want to visit him and slip him a cyanide pill or something. Like,
damn.
And I've turned. Like, I am.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Oh, man, that makes me so mad.
Some people may deserve the death penalty after all.
There's
one.
I didn't show a lot of the videos because of the YouTube. I got to blur things out, but there are days and days worth of content of women getting beat on camera and men getting donations for it. If you like this story, definitely check out Anya's channel. Like I said, we had set up an interview for this Thursday, but life got in the way. Something came up. And so we decided to do a story here in the future she's originally from Sweden. So we're going to do a Sweden story, and we're going to collaborate on that.
Cool.
So on this one, since I already did a lot of the research and we had planned it anyway, she sent me all of her research. I combined it. So this was a combined story. But go check out her channel, True Crime with Anya X, YouTube, Anya X TV. I've seen the one video I watched is the trash streaming video, but it was so well done. And the reason I'm saying that is because she had to go into the forums, get the things translated. Like, she dived really deep into this, really deep, and mad respect for her. And then I saw she only had 700 subscribers. I'm like, something's wrong here. You know, she's got to get more than this, because she's definitely, you know, doing something great. Yeah. But anyway, go subscribe to her, Anya X TV. That's all I got for this one, man. We're going to talk about the Seattle zombie woman here next. So if you want to stay with us, you can just go to patreon.com/talkmurder. I don't know. What do you guys think? Did you like that story?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like what happened or how it happened, but it was interesting for sure.
All right. Well, as long as we don't have that start happening over here, I guess.
Yeah. That was eye opening. So what are you going to do with the dog treat? You going to eat it or not?
How many likes did we get?
Did we get to your 17?
If one person joined,
if one person
joins for the next one, like a on Patreon
Supremo,
$10, then me and Jen will split it.
No, why? You can't subject Jen. Why are you subjecting Jen?
What the fuck? You got to help me, Jen.
No,
help me, dude.
You just need to take a bite.
I don't want to eat all of it. Would you just eat a piece
of it? Poor Hello. Those are his favorite.
Just eat a piece, Jen. Please.
No, you need to subject that just to yourself. You can't volunteer somebody else for your own dare that you came up with. That ain't fair.
All right.
Okay. He's going to change it. He's going to change it. He's going to say, if I get 3 people to subscribe for $10, Jen is going to eat this dog treat is what he's going to say.
No, I'm not. If someone subscribes, I'll eat the fucking dog treat. I'll eat it. I'll eat the whole fucking thing.
No, just a bite.
No, I'll eat the fucking thing. Mm-hmm. So next weekend, I'm going to do a big case, big serial killer, and we're going to get into it good. Anyway, that's all I got. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Until next time, good night, you lovely, lovely people.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.